If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is George Lindsay, and today we're going to be talking about the different events that are going on to help out the American Diabetes Association. And in the studio with me today is Melissa Edwards, who's the executive director for South Texas. And first of all, Melissa, thanks for being with us. We appreciate you coming on the show here today. Let's talk a little bit about the American Diabetes Association here in Houston. If people aren't familiar with you and what you all do, can you tell us a little bit about the story of the chapter here?
Absolutely. So thank you, George, for having us. We're very excited to be a part of 100.3 The Bull. So appreciate the time to be on with you.
Thank you.
So here in Houston, the American Diabetes Association, we focus on our camps for type 1 children. Uh-huh. So those are children underneath the age of 17. They're as young as 4 years old. And we provide a camp in partnership with Texas Children's Hospital and the Houston Junior League. It's a week-long camp, and they are able to come and have camp just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. We allow them to bring their siblings, and we host about 225 children a year.
That's awesome.
And then we also have research. So currently, we're funding 6 different types of research at Baylor College of Medicine on either type 1 or type 2 research. Last year, at the end of 2018, we were funding about $5.4 million worth of research mm-hmm. projects here in Houston alone. Mm-hmm. And then we really focus on a community-wide event. So we're trying to get everyone to come together, talk about their stories. We have a group called Living Red Participants, so they can either cycle, walk, or run, but they're on a team showing that they're affected by diabetes. They either have type 1, type 2, or caring for someone.
And we're going to talk about some of the events that you have coming up, the inaugural race that you all are doing, a 10K race that you're doing. We're going to talk about Tour to Cure. And I think we're even going to get a chance to talk about Kiss a Pig, which is a fun event that you all do. But let's start with talking about type 1 and type 2 for families or folks that maybe haven't been affected by it or new to this. How would you describe or set up for people that are listening today the difference between type 1 and type 2?
So type 1 and type 2, diabetes is all about how your body produces insulin. Mm-hmm. So type 1, you can think about it as having a key. Type 1, the pancreas does not produce insulin. So they don't have a key. Mm-hmm. Type 2 develops more slowly, and you'll either get to the point as you develop type 2 to where you don't produce enough or your body can't process it. So you mm-hmm. have a broken key.
And it seems like to me, the things that I read, and I have a friend who is affected by type 2 diabetes, and all the information that he's gotten and everything, the obesity crisis, a lot of that stuff has had a huge impact on the exploding numbers for people that are getting diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, right?
Correct. But what the American Diabetes Association wants to really focus on is that, yes, there is a correlation mm-hmm. for obesity and type 2, but that's not it alone. And I think there's a myth out there that if you have type 2, that you it's a lifestyle that you choose.
Right,
you're
right.
not eating healthy and that you're not physically active. So you bring it upon yourself, mm-hmm. which is a myth.
Right. It's not true.
It's
exactly
not true.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's what I discovered and he discovered in as you research it. It's like that's the headline you see.
Right.
That's the thing that you always see in the news reports and everything like that. But it's not as simple as that. There's a lot more factors that go into it.
It's much more complicated. You could have someone who by a doctor's terms would be obese mm-hmm. and they do not have type 2. Mm-hmm. You could have someone who's actually slight in build. And they are at risk for type 2. They're pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. It's genetics, it's resources, it's access to health care, what commonly referred to as social determinants of health, so education.
People that are listening today, what are some things that they should be aware of if they are worried maybe that they are at risk for this? Is there simple symptoms to look for or information they can find on your website?
Absolutely. The first thing is to take a risk test assessment, and that's at diabetes.org /risk test.
Okay.
And it takes less than 60 seconds. It'll walk you through some questions. And in fact, if you even enter in your zip code, it'll then populate if you are at risk and you have some of those symptoms, some online free program and in-person free programs that are available to you.
Wow, that's great. Great information to have there. All right, let's talk about one of the things you came here. We'll get to Kiss a Pig. We'll get to Tour to Cure. But you guys have a new event that's coming up that's a big fundraiser that you all are starting.
Thank you. We're very excited. So this is actually the 10th anniversary of our Tour to Cure. And it's always been a cycle event. Mm-hmm. We have now merged into one community event, so you have your option of physical activity.
Okay.
You can cycle, or you can walk a 5K, or you can run a 5K or a 10K. So we are partnering with Houston Chevron Marathon. We are a reason for, I'm sorry, Run for a Reason charity.
Uh-huh, right.
And we thought, we need to have a 10K.
Right.
We can then have it, it's U.S. track and field certified, so mm-hmm. it's now a timed run that you can use to get your corral.
Okay.
And you can move from B to A, depending on your timing, which is really important when you're running at Chevron.
Yes, to some exactly people. Right. Yes, to some people, yes.
So we're very excited to have a 10K. We have an outstanding running community here in Houston.
We sure do, yes.
And I think before, they were left out from joining us at a community event mm-hmm. because it was either cycling or just walking mm-hmm. a 5K. So we're very excited to have our event more inclusive of those who want to be physically active in Houston.
When is this coming up? How do people get information about it and get involved in it?
It's on September 21st. It's a Saturday. We are actually at Prairie View A&M University. And the reason why we go to Prairie View A&M is when you're trying to do an event that has a 100-mile cycle route and a 10K, you really have to go outside the city limits.
I was going to say, you have to get outside the loop sometime or you're not going to get that in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is a beautiful course. And I do want to say that Prairie View A&M, their students, they probably gave us 150 volunteers last year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is fantastic. It's a beautiful campus, a lot of trees, and then it's a great route for cyclists, and then the 10K as well.
Okay.
And you can get involved with us. You can go to diabetes.org, Houston Tour to Cure.
Okay, got it.
And you can register. And again, for walkers and runners, we do not have a registration fee.
Okay.
We have a $100 fundraising minimum. And so we're really trying to be inclusive and say, look, no registration fee. Raise $100 to donate to the American Diabetes Association, help us with research and our camps and programs, and come out and have a great day with us on September 21st.
Melissa Edwards is with the American Diabetes Association here in Houston. And Melissa, if people can't run, don't want to walk, whatever, can they volunteer to help? I'm sure you guys need volunteers. There are all kinds of ways if you or a family member wants to be involved in this event, which is a terrific event, that they can get involved, right?
Absolutely. So volunteer opportunities, day of the event. We start as early as 5 o'clock in the morning and we go to about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have live entertainment. We need people to cheer on those cyclists on the route. We need folks to cheer on the runners on the 10K route. You could walk. You could work a water station.
Yep. A lot of different things
absolutely.
That you can do. Okay. And again, it is diabetes.org/Houston Tour to Cure, correct? Okay. All right. So just want to make sure we'll give that information again at the end of the interview to make sure that people have it. But also one of the things that you have here with us in the studio today, you have a couple of stuffed pigs. What is that all about?
So the American Diabetes Association, there's actually a fantastic gala that started in Arkansas.
Okay.
And it's going on, I believe, its 18th celebration. But the Kiss a Pig event is we're honoring the pig because almost 100 years ago when insulin was created, it came from pigs.
I did not know that.
So we're honoring the pig. We're saying thank you for the first insulin.
Right.
It allows us to really help focus in on the importance of research
mm-hmm.
because now we have synthetic insulin and we don't have to use the insulin from pigs. But we're paying honor and to the pig. We're kissing it. So it's a community-wide event. You have community leaders who are raising funds, and whoever raises the most funds as of August 15th at the Armadillo Palace from 6 to 8, we'll be kissing a live piglet.
A live piglet. A live gosh. I got to be there for that. That's awesome. And I understand you're a candidate.
I am a candidate. So that's why I brought
a donation right now for you? Because I want to see you kissing a pig. That's what I...
Well, you can go to Facebook and look at Make Mel, M-E-L, Kiss a Pig.
Okay, Make Mel Kiss a Pig. That's awesome. And I know there are a lot of, like you said, a lot of people around town that are going to be doing this as part of the fundraiser. But what a fun event that is. So
thank you. We're very excited. We have Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis. Uh-huh. We have a longtime board member and supporter, John Schlosser, who is president of Kinder Morgan Terminals. Mm-hmm. We have Mark Watts with the Freakin Group. We're really excited. We also have a really well-known local Instagrammer. Her name is Rosalind Weaver. We have a longtime partnership with SEI Dignity Memorial. Mm-hmm. They have been our sponsor, presenting sponsor for 10 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we're really excited. We have some great community partners. We have those who live with type 1. So they're very thankful for the pig. Mm-hmm. We have local communities, events that are going on. We've had great fundraisers already. You have a couple of bars. I think they're doing chickens and waffles one day. I can't say that the ADA really promotes that.
Chicken and waffles. I understand.
That lunch, whatever it does to help get the message.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. Whatever it takes to get that message out there. Again, talking about the American Diabetes Association and the events that are coming up here, Melissa Edwards in with us. And Melissa, what is on the horizon or what is out there that's exciting you about the next phase of what the American Diabetes Association is going to be doing?
What I'm most excited about is moving the conversation to one of our pillars, which is helping those affected by diabetes and looking at new technologies. There's always going to be research focused on a cure, and that's what we need to focus on. But we also,
as it should be, absolutely
we need to also focus on new technologies and way to make those who are actually living with it their lives easier. You have cases where someone is sweating and they're using a pump and then the tape comes off.
Right.
It's uncomfortable. How do you have all the devices that need to go with you and make it to where you can't see it through clothing, making it easier for children? I am amazed at the moms, and that's why my pig, I have a mommy and a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So those moms with that have a child with type 1 diabetes, they're looking at their child's blood sugar levels through their phone.
Yeah.
And then it's going to their watches. And they're able to track it. Most families don't realize, if you've never had a child that has type 1 diabetes, the 365 days out of the year, 24 hours out of the day, that you are really concerned about your child's sugar levels, because it's life or death.
You're on alert.
Yes.
I mean, it really is like being constantly on alert. Again, let's give the information. Let's go back to the risk test that you talked about. Let's give that website again if people are concerned or want to find out if they or a family member may be affected by this.
Diabetes.org/risk test.
Okay.
Takes less than 60 seconds.
I love that. And it's got all the information. Like you said, you can put in your zip code and find out help and information, whether in person or online, that you can get there. I love that. And Tour to Cure, one more time. That comes up in September, Prairie View A&M University. Tell people where they can go to get more information.
You can go to diabetes.org/Houston Tour to Cure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's September 21st on Saturday.
And on Facebook, it is Help Mel Kiss a Pig.
It's Make Mel.
Make Mel Kiss a Pig.
Kiss a Pig.
Okay. All right, Melissa, we're going to make sure people go to that Facebook page and make a donation for you. So great information. Thank you for coming in and sharing about this. I'm so excited about your Tour to Cure and the addition of the 10K race that makes it really, really cool. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you want more information, again, American Diabetes Association, the South Texas office, just go to diabetes.org and you can find the information there. This is Eye on Houston.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.